I run Isle of Skye Fudge Company and Isle of Skye Chocolate, and I've lived here for about 40 years. I just see independence as being a natural state. It's normalisation, it's not nationalism, it's about being a normal country. 142 countries have become independent since the end of the 1945, since the end of the Second World War, and not one has ever asked to become dependent again, not one.
Would there be any way in which independence would make the running of your business more difficult?
I can't see any. I can personally only see advantages, because with our own representative parliament, we would get the governments we need, and we would also be able to set our own policies. So, for example, we may be able to reduce VAT, we may be able to look at national insurance for small companies, because I'm a micro-business.
Well, here I am at a lovely little plant stall, and they're displaying messages saying no thanks. I'm with the lady in charge here. Hello there.
Hello.
So clearly you feel strongly about the referendum. How important is it to you that Scotland stays in the Union?
I think it would be a terrible disaster if they vote yes.
And why do you think it would be so bad?
Well, we never get any real answers from Alex Salmond. If somebody asks him a straight question, he talks about something else. If I was feeling like voting yes, I would want an awful lot more information than he's giving. I'd think it would just be a disaster. He keeps quoting Norway as a wonderful place, but they had years of austerity when they became independent.
And clearly you're pretty worried about things then?
It makes me feel rather ill. The whole thing is so horrible, and it's dividing Scotland.